there's been another jolt to the financial industry in this country. Ronald Allen Stanford is a wealthy Texas financier. He attracted investors with certificates of deposit that paid well above what others were offering. Now the Securities and Exchange Commission says he presided over a multi-billion dollar fraud. And if this sounds familiar, yes, Stanford is being compared to Bernard Madoff. The government has now taken over Stanford's operations, as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from Dallas.
Having suffered months of humiliating accusations that the Securities and Exchange Commission was asleep at the regulatory switch, yesterday federal agents roared up in tinted Chevy Suburbans and raided the offices of Robert Allen Stanford's companies. Stanford is a Texas entrepreneur who made his initial fortune in Houston real estate. He's now accused of duping tens of thousands of investors out of billions of dollars. Most of the alleged scheme involved what the SEC branded, quote, self-styled certificates of deposit sold by Stanford International Bank. Whenever a federal regulatory agency uses the word self-styled to describe a financial product you've invested in, it's not a good day. The SEC alleges that, like financier Bernard Madoff, Stanford consistently supplied investors with false information and unrealistic returns. Some investors said they were getting CD rates as high as 8.25%. Stanford's companies have allegedly resisted the federal government's attempts to account for the billions of dollars that were supposedly in safe, liquid investment vehicles. The Texas billionaire's whereabouts are unknown. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.